We're in Hilchas Tefillah. We're learning the halachas of Kaddish. We're in Simen Nun Hey. We've done the first two Sifin. We're up to Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Im Hischil Ba'avos. What happens if you began Chazoras Hashatz and you started the first bracha, which is Avos? We are not referring to the Tefillah Balachash. We are referring to the Chazoras Hashatz. The Yotzo Miktsasin and some left. Gomer Afilu Kedusha. We complete even Kedusha. In other words, it is Pashit that you finish Chazoras Hashatz, because that's the Inyan. I may have thought that Kaddish is a that Kedusha is a different Inyan. So the Chiddush is that you can even complete Kedusha. You even say Kedusha. So that is called that they did start. Not only that, but after Shmon Esrei, you can even say the Kaddish, the Chotzis Kaddish after Shmon Esrei before Tachlun, as well as the Kaddish Sholem after Ashrei Uvolitzion, because that Kaddish Diskabel is going back on the Chazoras Hashatz. Says the Ramon now, Hagol, Vim Yotzu Miktsoson Liachar Sheshilu Lispalal Yotzer, Lo Yaschal Hashatz Lispalal Atfilo B'Kol Ram. If you had a minion at the beginning of Yotzer Or, so that will only mean that you had a minion for Krishma and its brachas. It will not mean that you can do Chazoras Hashatz, because Shmon Esrei is a different inyan. What did you gain by having a minion for Birkas Krishma? We will later see that there is an opinion that the Kodesh Kodesh and Baruch Kavod, the Kedusha that we say in Birkas Krishma, needs a minion. According to those Machmirim, if you started with a minion, that would be sufficient. The Kfar Nishlam Tfilas Yotzer, because Shmon Esrei is a separate inyan, so the fact that you had a minyan for Birkas Krishma would not allow you to start Chazoras Hashatz. Vim Yotzu Lachar Sheyischil B'Kol Ram, the halachi is that if they left after he began the Chazoras Hashatz, so Kedusha, Yecholim La'ashim Kol Seder Kedusha, V'lomer HaKadosh Sholem Shalachrea D'Shayach L'Tfilah, what we spoke out before, that you can say the Kaddish Tiskabel, and the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly the Chotzi Kaddish. The Shayach L'Tfilah, because that belongs to Tfilah. What is the Kaddish Sholem, the Kaddish Tiskabel, have to do with Tfilah? It's after Ashrei Uvolitzion. Sharei Omer Tiskabel Tzlosan. We're asking that Hashem accept our Tfilahs, and that is referring to the Shmon Esrei. Avol, Ein Korin Batorah, D'zeh Inyan Acher. Whereas you cannot have Kriyas HaTorah, because that is considered a totally different thing. So that you cannot have a Kriyas HaTorah even though you had a Chazoras Hashatz because you started with a minyan. Utfilas Arvis v'kadesh al ha'achrav lo shayach l'kriyashma. Whereas the same thing when it comes to Shmona Esrei with the kadesh tiskabel afterwards, that has nothing to do with Kriyashma and its brachas ubirchol seho. Therefore, if you had a minyan for Kriyashma and the brachas, you cannot say the kadesh tiskabel after Maariv. Now, what happens if you had a minyan for the silent Shmon Esrei for the Tefillah Balachash? Can you say Kaddish Tiskabel? So we saw that in Shachris, if you had a minyan only for the Tefillah Balachash and not for Chazoras Hashatz, so you cannot start Chazoras Hashatz and you can't say the Kaddish afterwards. In Maariv, if you had a minyan for the Tefillah Balachash, you can actually say Kaddish. Not only that, but on Motzoi Shabbos, you could even say the two Kaddishim, the Chotzi Kaddish, and then the Kaddish Tiskabel, the Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards. What happens if you had a minyan for Aleinu? You had a minyan for the Shir Shel Yom. But they left by the time you're done. Can you say Kaddish? The Mishnah Berurah says you cannot. There the Mishnah Berurah says that you cannot. Which brings us now to Sif Dalid. Yesh matirin lomer dover shebekedusha betisha v'tziruf katan shu yosmi ben sheish v'yodea lomi mispallin. There are those who say that you don't need 10 above bar mitzvah. It's enough to have 9 plus one child above 6 who understands that we are davening to Hashem. V'lo nirin divrayim l'gdoli aposkim. The gdoli aposkim did not accept that. V'hu adin de'eved v'yishayim mitztarfin. Similarly, a servant, a slave, and a woman are not mitztarif. We cannot count a cotton for a minyan, even if he's holding a chumash. Miu yesh noagim lohakol b'shas adchak. Some are knowing to be matir b'shas adchak. This is even without a chumash, the Mishnah Berurah says. As far as halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Lavush writes that nobody that he has not seen a minig of being makel with a cotton. Lamaisa b'shas hatchak, there are some places that are knowing to mitzaref a cotton with a chumish. It is better, meaning even in a place they do that, for Baruch Hu and Kaddish you can do it, but for Chazores Hashatz, the Mishnah Berurah brings down many that say that you really shouldn't do it. Salach Lamaisa. Really, one should not be Mesar for Katan, even with a Chumash, for Minyan altogether. Places that are Noach to do it can be Somachan at Beshas Atchak, but only for Kaddish and Baruch Hu. An Onein Rachmana Litzlan, an Oval before the Kvura, the halachi is not mitzdarif to a minyan, whereas an oval is mitzdarif to the minyan. This is something that people often find puzzling. An oval rachman letzlan who is accompanying the nifter, say on a plane to Eretz Yisrael for that entire journey, if they do make a minyan on the plane, he would not be able to be mitzdarif la'asara. Whereas an oval can be mitzdarif to a minyan.